Shefali Jariwala, who rose to fame with the iconic Kaanta Laga music video. She has passed away at the age of 42. Remember, she acted with movie stars Salman Khan and Akshay Kumar in the movie Mujhse Shaadi Karogi. She also starred in Big Boss 13 and Nach Baliye, the reality TV dance show. This popular actor, she was a notable influencer. And with respect to her death, all angles are being, we are looking at all the angles here on NDTV. Her husband, Parag Tyagi, he has said that pray for Shefali Jariwala. Remember, she was undergoing anti-aging therapy, and that is something that is under the lens. The police, remember, has taken all the documents, all the medical documents. They have done a forensic, they have taken the forensic report, and Shefali Jariwala, she had been suffering from epilepsy since the age of 15. And although she was suffering from epilepsy, she had taken care of herself. She followed a fitness routine. The cause of the death is currently unknown. And her sudden demise, it has shocked the entire entertainment industry. Another young celebrity, she has passed away early. The friends and families, they came to bid goodbye. And her husband, he was seen at the crematorium. He was completely shattered. Mr. Parag Tyagi, he in fact, spoke to the media. He requested privacy. Listen in.
Please, please, don't make drama. I request you all. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. Please pray for me.
Meanwhile, my colleague Abira Dhar, who has been reporting throughout the day, she has sent us this report. Take a look.
And just like that, the TV industry today lost some magic. Yes, we lost 42-year-old actress Shefali Jariwala. And it was heartbreaking when the news came out last night. She was rushed to the hospital and she was declared dead when she reached there. She was taken to the hospital by her husband, Parag Tyagi, and two other friends. Just not her family, but fans, her colleagues in the industry. Everybody is mourning the death of the Kaanta Laga girl. Being a 90s kid, I remember the Kaanta Laga girl. I would not know her name then, but I just would know that girl who we saw in that music video, Kaanta Laga. And in an interview, she had said that it makes her immensely happy that she's known as the Kaanta Laga girl, and that's what she wants to be known as till the day she dies. But we didn't know that it'll happen so soon. After her death, her body was taken for postmortem in Cooper Hospital, where around 5 o'clock in the evening today, the postmortem finally took place, and it was concluded, and the body moved from Cooper Hospital to her residence in Lokanwala. It was a tragic scene there, where her mother was constantly seen breaking down, her husband in tears, all her friends gathered around her body. It was a heartbreaking scene, and something that none of the parents would want to ever experience in their life. But it happened, and the question is, what happened? She was just 42, and there are a lot of theories going around, but right now the postmortem reports have still not come, so we cannot, we don't know the reason of her death. It has been said that it is cardiac arrest, but again, we will wait for the officials to give us more clarity on this. We are at the crematorium where she was brought from her residence in Lokanwala by her family and friends, and this was her last journey. All her friends came here to pay their last respect. We saw Mika Singh, Sunidhi Chauhan, and a lot from the Big Boss house contestants, Paras Chhabra, a lot of them, Vikas Gupta. They were there to pay their last respect, but everybody had only one thing in their mind: what happened? So we will wait for the postmortem report to come because was it the epilepsy that she has always talked about? She was diagnosed with epilepsy when she was 15. But was it that? Or was it what, according to reports, is she was on anti-aging treatment? But can an anti-aging treatment or medication for anti-aging cause cardiac arrest? These are the questions that fans are waiting to be answered. We will keep you updated more on this. This is Abira with cameraman Gaurav for NDTV.
You know, there have been many such cases where people are taking anti-aging therapy, where people, you know, they take therapy. Most of the time they take therapy because they have seen it on social media. They have seen certain medication on social media. How dangerous is that?
So Sama, the deal is that I don't think anybody in Bollywood or generally people who are actually fitness freaks would go for such an injection to a quack. If you go to a qualified dermatologist, you cannot get it wrong, especially with glutathione drips. Glutathione is the mother of antioxidant. In fact, it helps in epilepsy, which I also read today, because glutathione is very common now globally, and people don't use it for getting fair globally. And in the US, they, of course, use it to reduce stress. They use it in a different dosage. They use it for, you know, if they party, they are drinking or whatever. So it's basically like a garbage cleaner of the body, being the mother of antioxidants and the best possible antioxidant, living in the most polluted city country, I would say, in the top A-listers of pollution in the world. I think people should be on glutathione drips, but in different kind of doses. You don't have to take it once a week, maybe once a month. And orally, this tablet does not work. Besides that, I was not her doctor. So whoever has been her dermatologist would be able to better throw light what exactly was being given for anti-aging, because the word anti-aging itself means prolonging life, which is what we dermatologists can kind of advise by giving you the correct supplements. So I really feel very sad about this death, but we should also consider we have not yet gotten out of the pandemic. So I think that COVID pandemic hasn't been declared ended. We should not forget that we all took those shots, which is globally been a news that it's leading to myocarditis and pericarditis, which can actually lead to cardiac arrest.
Right. Latha Srinivasan, you know, when you speak about individuals who take advice from the social media, when you talk about people who have who get influenced by what they see, and I'm not just generally talking about Shefali Jariwala here, but people in general, young people who take advice from social media, how dangerous it becomes for them, and should there be, you know, a sense of regulation when it comes to all these platforms who are selling medicines, were selling therapy on social media? How dangerous does this become then?
Yes, you're absolutely right that it becomes very dangerous, because, you know, we don't know the pros and cons. You see so many ads on Instagram which are advocating, you know, taking so many supplements which are better for health, which are great for weight loss. There are a lot of cosmetologists and dermatologists who are advertising on Instagram and so and on other social media platforms. But we don't know whether, you know, they are actually, you know, whether they have the credentials, right? And I don't think people really take the time to check out whether they have the credentials. They get very excited when they see, oh my God, you know, you can lose 15 kilos in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And that's all they're concerned about. They're not really concerned about the ill effects of it, or whether what they're doing is absolutely right, whether it's, FDA approved and so on and so forth, whether the drugs they're taking are approved. You know, so I think there is a danger of that, not just with celebrities, but even with normal people who get very excited when they see all these quick fix, procedures and supplements which appear, on social media. And I think it absolutely needs to be regulated, because we don't know what is happening, who is advocating them, and whether these supplements and drugs have even been vetted, whether they are approved by the drug enforcement or the medical agencies, right? So I think there is a lot at stake here, and this needs to be better regulated as far as social media is concerned.
You know, Dr. Dipali, when somebody already has a medical history, and in this particular case, Shefali Jariwala, she had epilepsy, and she had spoken about it, that she had epilepsy since the age of 15. I'm pretty sure her doctors must be monitoring all of that. She was under, you know, the best of cares. There must be a nutritionist, there must be doctors specialized. But for people who don't have all these luxuries, what is it that you want to tell those people? What is that one piece of advice that you want to give those people?
Never, ever go to somebody who you don't have trust is a qualified dermatologist. There is no degree like cosmetology. A lot of beauticians today are giving Botox and doing hair transplant. And ours is the only country in the world where people are dying due to an easy procedure called hair transplantation. Recently, a dentist has killed 3 people and there's an FIR against her is what I read in the media last. That was just last month. So I think these procedures cannot be done by Instagram influencers. And IADVL, our national body, is also very active against it. NMC, the government body, is very active. Through your channel, I would take a second to tell you. It's very easy by the government. There is a website. Any doctor you want to check the credentials, say, this doctor, any name, Dr. Dipali Bharadwaj. You're sitting in Mumbai and you're visiting me and I'm a dermatologist. So you can type Dr. Dipali Bharadwaj, Maharashtra Medical Council. Every state has a medical council and you'll be able to see whether a doctor is a qualified MBBS, which specialty doctor has she passed his or her degree. Because our country has so much of quackery, unfortunately, in all the fields and highest in dermatology because people think it's a money spinner. But I really hope that she did not go to a non-dermatologist. But yes, it's a sad loss. But people who follow her and her fans should really be very alert and should realize that Instagram is not the way. Online buying is not the way. I get a lot of young girls, imagine, who have purchased glutathione online from IndiaMart, etc. websites, and they ask us to put it. And I always say no, clearly, because you don't know if the cold chain is maintained, what is the source, whether it's a duplicate, whether it's an original distributor. We don't know. So we never inject as a professional doctor unless we know the source. Mm-hmm.
You know, Lata Srinivasan, it also brings us to the fact that, it all comes down to the kind of insecurity that you have as a person. And everyone, all of us, we have, some body image issue, whether it is related to the color of our skin, whether it is related to the way we appear, the way we are, the size of our body, etc. And that in that very context, it becomes very important that they get the right advice, they get the right counseling. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because today what has happened is this, because of social media, because of the need to be on, Instagram and other visually appealing media, right? You have to look good. You have to look your best. You have to look slim. You have to look gorgeous. You have to be better than somebody else. The pressure on that, especially for celebrities, is tremendous. And even for normal people, it's about competing with others, where you look better than them. Yeah. And for celebrities, imagine it's 100 times more, right?
Yeah.
That is how they make their money. That is how they succeed in life. It is their looks. So I think what has happened is that, this constant pressure on them looking their best, looking better than they can ever be, that is what is, leading them to take, perhaps I could call it shortcuts, but I don't know. It's a bit of a danger, where they try to, they believe in things which, may not really be true, and they start taking drugs or start taking the advice of people who are not qualified. And I think it's extremely important to whether you're going to a dermatologist or cosmetologist or even to the beauty salon, ensure that they're qualified to carry out those procedures. And I think you as an individual have every right to ask to see their credentials as well. And I think that's what is missing today. People are going in for quick fixes, and that is what where the danger lies.
Dr. Dipali Bhadwaj, and this is especially when we talk about the young people of today. A lot of these people, they get into this vicious cycle, this trap. Once you start using certain, certain therapy, certain medicines, etc., they see some benefit out of that. They find it useful, and then they get into that trap where they have to keep using it again and again and again. And this is where the danger lies, because you don't know what it is doing to your body. The only way you can find out is if you go to a doctor and figure out, but this is not something that the people are doing at the moment.
Absolutely. And the worst is that even if they reach out to a good dermatologist and they get themselves treated, they continue the procedure, the medicines on their own for years to save that consultation fees. Please understand that, you know, it's seasonal, it's circadian rhythm, it's your age, it's hormones. For women, it's periods. It's also a lot of your sexual activity, a lot of things which play a role when a doctor is writing his or her products for the patient. So you need to understand, you cannot just continue the supplements and the products for 2-3 years, what your doctor has suggested to you, for 1 month or 2 months. Best is that you can just continue with a sunscreen and a night cream. Supplements for normal, healthy people, not something which you need all the time. You take it for 3 months, you give it a gap of 2-3 months, then again, you can take it if you're having a healthy diet. Most important is inside out. So you need to eat as much healthy as possible, think healthy, have a healthy lifestyle. That's what is going to actually give you good skin. And as our, she's also pointed out, it's the rat race where people are actually, you know, complex and the body shaming. We have to get out of it. I think, you know, as a doctor, I must tell you, I've had patients who tell me, doctor, why don't you put little makeup? Or, you know, some of them who have been kind enough to tell me, doctor, it's so nice that you don't do makeup. It's your own personal choice. You don't have to be in any kind of peer pressure. The confidence lies in you, I think, and the beauty is inside you. So you should do these treatments only if you feel whenever I have given glutathione in 10 years of my practice, because it's only been a decade since it's there in Indian market, and out of my 18 years of practice currently. Trust me, I've always told people glutathione is not being given to you for fairness. It is only being given for anti-aging, for prolonging your life, for reducing the pollution side effects. So you should know why you're taking it. You cannot just buy it on India Mart and get yourself injected by a nurse. If you're doing that, then you're leading the very, very dangerous path. It can actually lead to kidney failure. And if the medicine is counterfeit, duplicate, it can lead to instant death also.
It's
easily available online.
That is a very valid point that you have made, Dr. Dipali. Lata Srinivasan, when you speak about the pressure that people are, the young people, and especially the women in this country, is it also a reflection of the society that we live in?
You know, I think it's not just the society that we live in. I think it's the world today. Where there's so much of premium being, placed on looks, and where looks means that you are successful, good looks means that, you know, you can attain whatever you want in life and so on and so forth, you know, which is why you have so much of talk about fairness creams and so on, and why there's a huge debate even about that. I think it's absolutely, as a society, we must try to, refrain from placing so much of importance on looks. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, where celebrities are concerned, that's how, unfortunately, that's how they make their living. And there's no two ways about it. It's only if they're good looking, they continue to, you know, star in big films or, you know, bag the best of the projects and so on and so forth. So it's very sad where their lives are concerned that they have to constantly, you know, either be on diets or on physical, where they're constantly at the gym and so on. But where normal people are concerned, I think youngsters, especially today, need to understand that looks are not everything in life.
True.
Given, you know, like I said, social media, and especially how social media has become so visual today, where it's all about uploading your pictures, you know, on Instagram and everything. You have to look good. You have to dress well. And that's what makes you go viral, as even in the case of Shefali, you know, where Kantalaga went viral because she was gorgeous. She was 20 years old, a young woman who looks so pretty. And that video went so viral, and therefore it places so much of pressure on you.
And Dr. Dipali Bhardwaj, I wish and I hope that the young people who are watching us, they're watching us properly, and they're taking everything that you have said, because this is very, very important. And I hope that we see a better world going forward. Thank you very much for joining us on NDTV.
Thank you. Thank you.
Meanwhile, breaking news coming in at this point of time as far as the update on this particular case, Shefali Jariwala death is concerned. Many important information has now come to light, including, and this is according to the sources, Shefali was regularly consuming anti-aging medicine for the last 7-8 years. From what we understand, there was a puja at home on the 27th of June, due to which she was fasting. She then took an injection of anti-aging medicine in the afternoon of the same day. These medicines, they were advised by her doctor, years ago. And since then, she was taking this treatment every month. In fact, I have my colleague Anuj Raite joining us to get us more on this. Anuj, take us through the latest.
Some of what we're learning from sources, and that's very important to mention because we have very little official information as of now, is that on 27th, she was fasting. And, you know, and she had been taking the anti-aging pills for close to 6 to 7 years. And although she was fasting, there comes a bit of limitation on your medication, as we all would know. And yet she went on taking with her medicines even while fasting. And that did not, that did not help her much by the end of the day. Besides that, we've been talking to a lot of dermatologists and to a lot of cardiologists who have time and again been telling us that there is no direct link or impact that, skin treatment or even anti-aging treatment for almost a decade would have on cardiac arrest. At best, it would lead to, it would lead to some sort of a skin reaction or anything to do with skin on a longer term basis. But a direct link between treatment on skin or any sort of a fairness inducing treatment that an individual takes along, with the other treatments on cardiac arrest is very minimal. However, as we should also highlight that, we have very limited information as far as the medication that she was consuming is concerned, right? So the doctors have also told us that a lot of it depends on, was there anything else that she was taking medication for? We know that, epilepsy was a problem since young age for her. Although, again, there is no direct correlation between, an epileptic medication and a sudden cardiac arrest. That's what the experts have been telling us. But, the intensity of it, the quantity of the medicines, the timing of the medicines, and of course the diet, which becomes a very detrimental point, especially if she was fasting on the 27th. All of these things concerned will actually shape up give us a better picture of what exactly was the reason. But as far as the official word is concerned, the post-mortem ended today and we are expecting the result to be out anytime tomorrow.
Absolutely. And so far in the police investigation, it has come to light that these medicines could be a major reason for cardiac arrest. We are waiting for that post-mortem report. And according to what the police has said, that between 10 and 11 p.m., Shefali Jariwala's health, it suddenly deteriorated. The body then started trembling and she fell unconscious. She was then immediately taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, what exactly caused Shefali's death? That is a question that a lot of people have been asking. No official medical confirmation has yet been made public, and this is what we want to put out on record. The post-mortem report, it is still awaited. But why does it matter? Why it matters? It matters because she was young. She was just 42 years old. She was fit, and she did not show any history of heart disease. The public curiosity and health concerns have also intensified, especially due to her epilepsy history. Was her epilepsy connected to her death? Again, that is another one question that can only be answered once the post-mortem report is out. Shefali had epilepsy since the age of 15 and she was quite open about her seizures and the related health challenges. And one possibility that is being discussed is SUDEP, that is sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, which can cause sudden cardiac or respiratory failures. Again, why does it matter? Well, SUDEP is a rare and poorly understood disease, but it has real implications for people who are living with epilepsy. This also raises awareness around the need for better seizure control, monitoring and medical follow-up. Again, she was taking anti-aging treatments, anti-aging therapies. Did cosmetic or anti-aging treatments play any role? Well, her doctors, they have, you know, revealed that she was on glutathione and vitamin C, and this is what the police has also said. We heard it just a short while back. Why does it matter? Well, in India and globally, anti-aging therapies, they are quite unregulated in many of those cases. These are generally considered safe, but there is a broader concern about how cosmetic medicine intersects with long-term health. Another question that we are asking is, could this be more than just a medical emergency? Well, the police, they have questioned the house staff. They have conducted a forensic sweep of her apartment. Although there is no injuries that has been reported, but an autopsy will be key in this particular matter. You know, the circumstances of her death at home late at night, it has also fueled a lot of speculations. The social media has amplified conspiracy theories, although there is no confirmed evidence of any wrongdoing, and that is what we want to put out. The police did say that they have seized the anti-aging pills, and they are looking into this. They've taken the statement of eight people. They have recorded the statement of eight people, and this is something that is still being monitored and still being taken into account. Again, was mental health a contributing factor? Again, this is another important question. Shefali Jariwala, she has publicly spoken about mental health struggles, her depression and the anxiety. She was also a mental health advocate. She regularly promoted awareness on her social media. Again, why does it matter? Some are asking whether stress, burnout or untreated emotional struggles could have worsened her health. This opens a dialogue about the mental strain on public figures, especially women who are part of the entertainment industry. Another question, another big question is, did she receive timely medical attention? Report says that she was found unresponsive and declared dead on arrival. No clear timeline has been shared regarding when she collapsed, how quickly emergency services were contacted, and that is something that the police will probably find out, and the medical reports, the post-mortem report, will properly find out in those reports. And especially in cardiac and seizure-related events, every minute counts. Her case would lead to new conversations about, you know, at-home medical alert systems. And these are some of the very difficult questions that have been raised by her death. Is there enough awareness about conditions like epilepsy? How safe are cosmetic and anti-aging treatments? Is there enough emergency preparedness for chronic illness? What is the emotional and mental toll on public figures, and especially women in this industry? And more importantly, what is our responsibility, the media's responsibility in such cases? Meanwhile, what we are also trying to understand is this anti-aging therapy that Shefali Jariwala was taking. What is this anti-aging therapy? What does it do? Well, it basically improves the skin texture and fairness. It basically lowers the melanin level in your body and it increases fairness. This therapy also promotes in you looking younger. It works on wrinkles and the age spots. Now, what are the types of anti-aging therapy? There is surgery. It includes facelift. It includes brow lift. It also includes eyelid surgery. There are also non-surgical processes as well. It includes Botox, dermal fillers, and microneedling. There is also topical medicines that includes retinoids. There is vitamin C as well as hyaluronic acid. And these are some of the topical medicines that people generally choose. How much does this cost? Well, it ranges from 5,000 rupees to 1 lakh rupee per session. Again, what is the side effect? What are the side effects that we are talking about? It can be allergic reactions. There can be infection. There can also be vision changes. And this is something that these can be some of the side effects of this particular therapy. Meanwhile, we are getting a lot of responses and a lot of reactions have now been have now started to pour in. Let's listen in to some of the reactions.
جو اسٹارڈم انہوں نے حاصل کیا ہے اتنی چھوٹی ایج میں, آئی ڈونٹ تھنک کسی بھی ہیروئن کو یا کسی بھی آئٹم گرل کو اتنا بڑا خطاب یا اتنا بڑا نام ملا ہوگا. ڈے ون سے وہ اسٹار رہی ہیں اور سبھی کو ان سے بہت لگا رہا ہے, چاہے وہ ایکٹر ہو, چاہے وہ ڈائریکٹر ہو, چاہے فینس ہوں, اور جہاں جہاں بھی انہوں نے شوز کرے, جہاں جہاں بھی وہ گئے ہیں, تو بہت بڑا انہوں نے اسٹارڈم دیکھا ہے. بس ابھی تو بہت جلدی وہ چل گئی, لیکن ہمیشہ ہمارے دلوں میں ان کی یاد رہے گی, اور میں بھگوان سے یہی پرارتھنا کروں گا کہ ان کی آتما کو شانتی رہے. اور بٹ سچ میں دل بہت ٹوٹ گیا.
Well, Shefali Jariwala's death has also led to speculation over the probable causes behind her death. Her reported ongoing treatments and medical history, it is also being discussed as the police are yet to reveal the cause of the death.
Questions linger over the death of Shefali Jariwala. As her sudden death has led to several conspiracy theories being floated online. The reason for her death is believed to be a heart attack or cardiac arrest. Her husband rushed her to the hospital where doctors declared her dead on arrival. The post-mortem report will clear the air on the reasons for her death.
Epilepsy, what she was suffering from, can lead to sudden deaths. It's a known incident. So it is known as, in medical parlance, it is known as sudden unexpected death during epileptic attack or in epilepsy.
One of the speculated reasons are the reports of Shefali Jariwala undergoing anti-aging treatments. The medicines used in the process mainly are vitamin C and glutathione. However, these medicines do not have a direct impact on the heart and are purely cosmetic treatments. Shefali Jariwala also suffered from epileptic seizures. Doctors say epilepsy can lead to sudden death. Shefali revealed that she was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 15 and opened up about how the condition impacted her confidence and daily life. She revealed that she had been seizure-free for 9 years.
A team of the Mumbai police visited Shefali Jariwala's residence and questioned the ones who interacted with her in the hours preceding her death. The forensic and the medical team of the Mumbai police too conducted an investigation because the police wants to ensure that all angles are investigated so that there's no speculation later. With video journalist Jitendra Vaghmare, Ms. Sujata Dwivedi for NDTV 24/7.